Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Men on the rush, floated, downfield, and caught! Touchdown, Austin! Second touchdown of the night!
They do it in practice every day. Their work ethic, they've been doing it since the summertime, since, you know, off-season and in the springtime. All the work that we were able to do in the off-season together in San Diego and all that. I mean, just, I know who they are, the competitors, the playmakers. Van's catch down the sideline was amazing, giving him a chance down there. Calvin obviously made some great plays tonight, the touchdown. And GP really, I mean, he really had a great, great night. I mean, he had two touchdowns. He unfortunately got called back, but he was special tonight too. So I think it's the work ethic, you know, the work ethic of those guys. They're putting all the work in every day. It's not a surprise when it shows up on the field. And, I think that's the key part.
We don't need no snake in wide receiver two. All right, I'll take Darius Slayton. I just want to leave him. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Pretty good. I loved that play call. 3rd and 8, broke the game open, at least it felt like at that moment, to Calvin Austin, the 29-yarder, where, you know, Russ just drops it in a bucket. I mean, that's a throw you need to make, but it's not a throw that I think has been made routinely these last few years. And I also love that in the second half, when things did start to get tight, they said, let's rip it. Let Russ cook. I said, let the Russ chuck, whatever you want to say, whatever cutesy little lame thing you want to throw out there, fine. Let him cook.
Yeah.
And I thought they were thoughtful about it. Like, run the ball early, tempo early, second half, now you've set up play action, and they just chunked him to death. 4 plays at 20-plus yards in the receiving game after 5 last week.
Well, I think that the thing that's very important to understand with the Calvin Austin play, like, receivers are getting open too. That wasn't happening in the beginning of the season, and I think that made us question this wide receiver core a lot. And really, you know, harp on the fact that they need a number one or number two wide receiver. Guys weren't getting open. Go back and watch that Calvin Austin play. Like, it was a perfect throw. I mean, it's a routine throw at the end of the day, an NFL throw. I mean, back pylon, corner out. But watch Calvin Austin off the line, you know, shimmy. And he works his way open. That wasn't happening before. George Pickens, if you watch him throughout the game, he's working his way open. Van Jefferson getting open. These guys, and Darnell Washington getting open, using his body. Like, these guys have elevated their game to help Russell Wilson, and Russell Wilson's just doing Russell Wilson things and putting the ball where it needs to be most of the time. That's what you want, clearly, from your wide receiver group, and to score points and to put up over 400 yards again. that has a lot to do with it, with the individuals of getting open more than just really anything if you do watch the game.
Yeah, and give Arthur Smith his flowers for that too. Offensive coordinators, they set things up. I think he does a really good job of setting things up. I thought he called a really good game yesterday. And, okay, red zone, not good enough. One fluky deal with George Pickens, and then the other, the face mask for Broderick Jones. We'll get into Broderick later on. But apart from that, I would say they're exactly who they want to be and have been striving to be offensively.
Yep.
They've run the ball for over 100 yards in three straight games. They were ninth in the NFL in rushing coming into this game. Najee Harris looks outstanding these last 3 weeks. That's what they want to be. They want to be a team that runs the ball and hits these deep shots off of play action. This is what they want. This is what they've been striving for. And it's not perfect. You got to convert in the red zone, but this is who they've wanted to be. This is their identity, and you've finally seen it all come to be. They're not winning 16-13 anymore, man. It's at least it's fun, too, which is such a difference a couple of years make. Not to mention Van Jefferson. Was he supposed to sit down on that pass?
Yes, okay. The zone hole right there. Don't run into coverage. You see two guys, or you see a guy that's inside of you, and then you see another guy that's kind of on the opposite side that has a white jersey. You don't run into them. You just kind of feel it and sit down and back shoulder bang.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that was on Van Jefferson.
Because I didn't think Aikman had a particularly great day as the color commentator yesterday.
Yeah, that was on.
I think he's really good.
Me too.
I love that crew. I thought he was off all night. He kept bitching about the Giants touchdown getting taken off the board on the illegal procedure penalty that the rules guy said half a dozen times, that's a penalty. It's a penalty. It's a penalty. And then Aikman comes back.
See, I honestly didn't think that was a penalty either.
Yeah.
I didn't. I mean, he was motioning. You're talking about whenever Neighbors was motioning and then he didn't stop?
Yeah.
Like, what's he need to stop for? I didn't get that either.
He didn't stop initially either. Like, so he ran out to the left and kept moving. And then he like half stops and then comes back the other way. I don't know. Yeah, I defer to the rules experts on stuff like that. I thought that they missed clearly that the Giants threw a 12th guy on the field on purpose at the end of the game.
Uh-huh.
That was brilliant from Dable.
Didn't we see that happen before?
We saw it in the Oregon-Ohio State game.
Yep.
Because the Steelers had a 7-yard run on first down, and, okay, you're probably going to pick up the first down on the next run, and it's going to chew more clock off. Give the Steelers a free first down so you've got three plays to work with defensively instead of four. That was really smart, and they missed that. We'll take some calls here in a moment at 412-928-9370. They got to find a way to rewrite the rule on the foot thing for George Pickens. If you get the right foot down twice,
right.
I'm sorry, that's got to be a touchdown. And I'm not sorry. Why am I apologizing? It should be a touchdown. You're telling me he catches the ball at the 10-yard line and one foot hops into the end zone and then the second foot comes down out of bounds. That's not a catch. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Two ass cheeks is a catch. One ass cheek is a catch. A hip is a catch. A knee's a catch. Dragging the foot's a catch. If you get two toes down, toe tapping, that's a catch. But if the two toes tap and then the heels come down in the white, that's not a catch. Can we figure it out?
Yep.
Everyone watching the game goes, okay, spirit of football, that's a damn touchdown.
Yes.
Tomlin shouldn't have challenged it.
Right.
After the game, he said he didn't know why they overturned it. Well, you should. That wasn't a great look. He's on the competition committee. Clean that up.
Uh-huh.
But they need to clean the rule up. Two right feet should be a tutty. Two left feet should be a tutty. He clearly has control of the ball. Hell of a throw by Russ.
Really good.
And it really annoyed me.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.